In a world darkened by the fall, we all need light for our daily path. Psalm 119 tells us where to find that light. The psalmist says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The word, the Bible, gives us light, and that's good news. The good news of Jesus Christ is what we need each and every day. This is Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff of the Langley Canadian Reformed Church. It's great that you've joined us again this afternoon as we search the Scriptures together, having our path illuminated by God's Word. Here's your host this afternoon, Pastor Wes Bradenhoff.
Well, a good Monday afternoon to you. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Talk. I'm glad that you've joined me today. Hey, at the beginning of today's program, I just wanted to draw your attention to the fact that you can download programs of Gospel Talk from the internet. You can do that via the blog, which is gospeltalkradio.blogspot.com. gospeltalkradio.blogspot.com. You can go there and you can manually download all the programs. You can also subscribe to an RSS feed, if you know what that is. There's an RSS button, an orange button on the right-hand side of the page. You click on that, follow the instructions. But you can also go to iTunes, to the iTunes store, and you can look up Gospel Talk, and we're available as a podcast from iTunes, and then you can download these programs automatically to your iPod or other MP3 player. So there are a number of different options, and I'm also looking at possibly putting this program on Zoom as well. So I'll let you know if that actually happens. So, if you're listening to the program via the internet, I'm glad that you've tuned in. If you're listening on the normal radio station, KARI, welcome as well. Well, this week and next week on Gospel Talk, I wanted to look at the book of Ruth with you. Go through all the chapters, look at all the stories, and also pay attention to how the book of Ruth points us to the gospel of Jesus Christ, how it points us to our Savior. Well, today we're going to begin with Ruth chapter 1. We'll begin at the beginning, which is always a good place to start. And we're going to be looking at the first 5 verses. Probably a good idea to read those verses with you. "Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his 2 sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his 2 sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her 2 sons. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman survived her 2 sons and her husband." You know, I was born in a small town in southern Alberta, Tabor. A few years back, maybe you remember this, a young man walked into the high school in Tabor with a gun. He started shooting at everybody. One of the students was tragically killed. And the same thing has happened in schools in other countries. We think of Columbine, for instance. Hard to forget that. You know, death came knocking at the doors of those schools. And in all those sad cases, the young people who were shooting and killing were definitely not Christians. In fact, they had turned their backs on God and decided that they loved death more than life. And the culture in which they lived, the culture in which we live as well, did nothing to turn them away from that. If we face it, we live in a culture which glorifies violence. And so, like I said, we're starting this series on the book of Ruth. And if there's one thing that's clear in these first verses of Ruth, it is the difference between life and death. The Bible teaches us so clearly to love life. God wants us to turn away from death and violence and things associated with that. He doesn't want us to think that these are good things. He wants us to have life. And that's why he teaches us in this passage, in these first 5 verses, that leaving God is leaving life. Now, the book of Ruth begins at a difficult time in the history of God's people. The book of Judges comes before the book of Ruth. And at that time, several thousand years before the Lord Jesus, the people were all doing their own thing. There were hardly any people who really loved God. They just went their own way. God promised that if the people would do that, they'd be punished. God would discipline them if they turned their backs on him. And that's exactly what he did. He took away his blessings from them. He sent a famine to them. There was hardly any food around. People started dying. God was trying to wake them up so that they would see their sins and turn back to him. But these people, again, living several hundred years before Christ, they didn't listen. They would rather have no food and die than listen to God and live. Now, Elimelech and his wife Naomi were some of those people of God who didn't want to listen. The Bible doesn't tell us that they were good, righteous people who followed God's ways. In fact, we can see that they were probably not good. They probably also wanted to follow the way of death. Instead of turning away from sin and going back to God, they decided to run away from their problems. They didn't want to live with God's chastisement or discipline, and they thought that they could run away from him by going to another country. They ran away to a country called Moab. Now, Moab was not very far away from the Promised Land, and the famine was not in that land. Moab had good food, and Elimelech and his family could live there. Now, we look at this, and we say, well, we can understand why Elimelech did that, in one sense. He wanted to provide for his wife and sons. But in another sense, on the other hand, it wasn't right. He shouldn't have run away from God's covenant blessings and curses. He was forfeiting his place in God's covenant. And that this was wrong can be seen later on in chapter 1, which we'll get to either tomorrow or the day after, when Naomi indicates that God has been testifying against her. The land of Israel had been full of death, but they thought that they would find life in Moab. Now, one of the most important things you need to know about Moab is the fact that it was a pagan country. The people there did not worship the true God at any point in time. They had their own false gods that they worshipped. And that was no secret. Elimelech would have known that. But he would rather have his family live among unbelievers than with God and his people. Now, verse 3 of Ruth chapter 1 tells us that Elimelech died, making Naomi a widow. And back in those days, a widow would be in serious trouble. But she'd be okay because she still had her sons to take care of her. Naomi still had her sons, and sons would be just as good as a husband. When you were a widow back then, people would try to take advantage of you. They could try and take away your things, and her sons would advocate for her, stick up for her. Now in verse 4, we read that these sons, Mahlon and Chilion, decided to get married, but they didn't go back home, back to the Promised Land, and find good believing wives among the people of God. Instead, they married women who were from Moab. They married women who didn't believe in God, the true God. And from the front to the back of the Bible, we read over and over again that believers should never do that, that we should only marry in the Lord. But Mahlon and Chilion didn't listen, decided to rebel against God, and apparently Naomi didn't do anything about it either. She seems to have let her sons get married to these unbelieving women. The name of the one was Orpah, and the other was Ruth. Later on in the chapter, of course, we hear more about them. And for now, the Bible tells us that the family of Elimelech stayed in Moab for 10 years. They didn't just stay there for a little while. They got themselves very comfortable in that heathen land. And then we come to verse 5 and we discover something shocking. Both Mahlon and Chilion die too. And so Naomi is left all alone, a true widow. She has nobody left except for her two daughters-in-law. She has no husband, no sons, not even any grandchildren. The last point is important too. Ruth and Orpah didn't have any children with Mahlon and Chilion. They were childless. That's not a coincidence. God told his people that if they did not obey him, they would not have any children. Naomi's family was under the curse of God. Death had come after her whole family. Death took her husband away and her sons away. They thought that they would have life in Moab. They thought that running away from God would give them life. But no, it brought them nothing but death and loneliness. There was so much hurt because they did not listen to God and follow his ways. And today, friends, it's not any different. If we reject the God of the Bible, we can count on death coming after us. After we take our last breath and our heart pumps blood for one last time, we will all stand before God. You will stand before God, and he will judge us. If you've turned your back on him, you'll die forever. Death will be your first, middle, and last name. Death will be your past, present, and future. You'll know nothing but death and horror and the wrath of God. Friends, we must not turn our backs on God. We have to turn to God with true faith in Jesus Christ, resting and trusting in Him. If we believe in Christ and follow God's ways, we will find life and find it abundantly. We go before God and we tell Him that we believe in Jesus Christ. He will give us the life that lasts forever. Listen to what the Lord Jesus says in John 5:24. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you'll have life and you'll have lots of it and you'll have it forever and ever. You see, that's good news for us. When we hear it and believe it, we should be joyful. We should be filled with love for God, wanting to do His will. His will for us is that we turn our backs on death and everything associated with it. More and more, we learn to love life. Because that, friends, is what Jesus Christ came to give us. Life is what living for God is all about. And in these first five verses of Ruth chapter 1, there is a glimmer of life. At the end of verse 5, not everybody is dead. There are some people who are alive. God has kept the weak people in our text alive. He's allowed the three widows to go on living. He's done that for a reason. He's going to use these widows for a bigger plan. He's going to bring life through these poor widow women, especially through Ruth and Naomi. Through Ruth and Naomi, God is also going to bring life to us. Because you see, and I don't think it's any big secret if you know your Bible, Ruth is an ancestor of Jesus Christ. God brought the Lord Jesus into this world through Ruth. And we're going to hear more about that in the days to come. But for now, see this. The people in our text, in this passage in Ruth, they left God and they left life. And it's only because of God that there is any life left at all. With people, there's no hope, only death. But with God, there is hope, and there's life, there's salvation. I hope today's message has been a blessing for you, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. Till then, may God continue to richly bless you in every way.
You've been listening to Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Breidenhoff. Our prayer is that this broadcast has been of benefit to you, shining gospel light on your daily path. This broadcast comes to you courtesy of the Abbotsford Canadian Reformed Church. The Abbotsford Canadian Reformed Church warmly welcomes visitors each Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. We're located at the corner of King and Mackenzie in Abbotsford. You can find more information about the Abbotsford Canadian Reformed Church at our website, www.abbotsfordchurch.com. Again, that website is www.abbotsfordchurch.com. You can also write for more information or let us know if this program has encouraged you in some way. Write to Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C., V2Z1B3. That address again, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C., V2Z1B3. You can also call us toll-free at 1-866-288-1087. Again, that number, 1-866-288-1087. Email us at gospeltalk@hotmail.com. That's gospeltalk, all one word, @hotmail.com. Thanks for listening today. This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Breidenhoff. Stay tuned tomorrow morning for more biblical teaching with Pastor Chris Gordon on Abounding Grace. That's tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on KARI 550 AM.